We're talking about the subject of online dating, is that correct?
That is correct.
And what do you think about online dating?
Well, it can have its ups and it can have its downs. For an example, I would say about 4 years ago, I met my wife on a POF. Dated for about, after we talked through, you know, the internet and stuff, we dated for about a week. And 2 weeks later, we wind up getting married. And it's like 4 years later, and I'm still here with him. So, you know, it makes it a lot easier for those that really don't have the time to go out and to go around different type of bars and stuff like that due to the fact that they have to work. It makes it a lot easier for those type of people.
And do you think that we rely too much on the internet?
I think we lie too much in general, period. You know, it just comes a habit, but it makes it a lot easier for us to catfish a lot of people due to the fact that, you know, we just lonely. Most people that lie and catfish people is because they lonely and they have low self-esteem and they don't think that they can actually win over an individual if they tell them the truth. So they put up a mirage just to get that attention.
And do you think also that because we can't interact so much on internet, we don't see the proper reaction of the person we're talking to?
Yeah, I think that could be, you know, a problem. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that I believe that it's okay for people to, you know, mislead people and to abuse something that could be meant for good. You know, but, you know, since you're dealing with people with different mentalities, you know, things are not going to always operate the way that I would perceive for them to operate because of the way that I think.
And do you think women sometimes, or men as well, exaggerate the truth a little bit? They might not say exactly who they really are.
Well, yeah, I think we always, I think we, you know, if I ask you right now, if I say, sir, how much do you weigh? You know, most of the time a person will just, you know, give a, they won't actually say, oh, I weigh 160. They'll always give up, you know, some weight above, oh, I weigh 165. They round it off. So I think that when it comes to females is geniuses when they are geniuses when it comes to overreacting or, you know, exaggerating. That's what they do. That's what attracts us.
Well, yeah, I don't disagree with that. And do you realize that it's how... do you think that we will go back to the old-fashioned way romance, or do you think internet dating is here to stay?
Well, you know, they always say, it's a big saying, that my elders, I'm 45, and my elders used to always say that history will always repeat itself. Excuse me. Says that history will always repeat itself. The history that we're living in right now, the computerized history, it exists a while back. So now it's back. So now it's going to just exist for a little period of time, and then something else is going to pop up. So I think that this computer generation has its place, has its time, and have its moment. And it's going to eventually, you know, decay like everything else have.
Have you a podcast site of your own?
Have I put up any?
Do you have a podcast site of your own?
Yes, sir, I do.
Would you like to mention it?
Yes.
I don't mind.
Yes, it's called The Snake Den, and it's on Anchor.
And what would you talk about normally on your podcast?
Okay, on my podcast is, you know, it's open. It's open for anything. Politics, anything that comes to mind. You know, there's no limit to what subject can be talked about in the Snake Den. You know, the Snake Den was created because I feel like that the only way that you could get the truth out or your opinion out is through podcasts and being who you really are. And I don't shun anybody in the Snake Den for being who they are. You know, I would like for people to hear that individual for who he is, like me. You know, I don't really do podcasts like everybody else does podcasts. I'm just holding conversations like I would hold a conversation in the street, just trying to deliver a message. So that's what the Snake Den is about.
What do you think of political correctness?
Well, when it comes to
Say I'm white, and I would, if I called you black, I presume. I may be wrong, but that some people say, "Oh, you can't say that. That's wrong." You, as a perfect example, political correctness gone mad.
Okay, now they say in the Constitution that we have the freedom of speech. That's what the Constitution say, and that's what governs us as being humans. Would you agree?
Yes, I can agree that.
So
I don't disagree though.
So if they tell you because you're light skinned or you're white that you can't say nigger to anybody, but they can say it on rap songs and this and that. Is that a violation of your freedom of speech, or is the freedom of speech is just, you know, a bunch of bull crap?
Well, I was told, I don't know how true this is, so please excuse me if I'm completely wrong, that it can be used as a reference when people talk to each other, like, oh, hey, like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
not in a matter of fact way.
Well, yes, you know, most time when people say, "What's up, my nigga?" it's like a greeting now. It's a lot of people have to upgrade their mentality. And what I mean about upgrading their mentality, they're still living in the 60s and the 50s where the nigger word was used to degrade the black generation. But if you upgrade your mind, nigger, everybody use that word. It's just a greeting. It's just showing that, okay, well, you know, I done got close to this guy, or I done got close to this black person or this white person, you know, so therefore we're able to greet each other like this. It's a normal greeting these days, and people get caught up in words and you know, they get caught up in the wrong things when they should be paying attention to the big problem.
Let's see, I like that explanation. As I say, I excuse me for my ignorance. I do apologize.
Oh, no. No problem, no problem.
I like to be upfront and honest with people, because if I don't understand it, there's no point in me saying, oh, yeah, I do, and I don't.
Right.
And there's probably bits of our culture you probably don't understand. You probably think, why do they do that?
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you a question about what do you think about all of this racket about the gun law? You know, this big problem about guns. What is your opinion about that?
Personally, I'm anti-gun, so I'll put that up front. So I'm not going to lie to people. But I can understand where you live in the United States. Because it's in the law, that the right to bear arms, it's a difficult thing for me to say, oh, he shouldn't carry a gun, when you say, oh, no, it's my right to carry a gun. And you're quite correct. It is your right to carry a gun. And most of the times it's not the gun, it's the person behind the gun that does the crime. That's my British point of view.
And I agree with you. I'm not, you know, I will pack a weapon just for, well, I won't pack it out in public, but, you know, inside my home, I will possess a weapon only due to the fact that I know the environment I stay in, which you never know when the storm is going to hit. So you have to be prepared for that storm when it hit to protect the people that surround you. And that's what a man, that's what a man is supposed to do in a time of a storm, is protect and shelter the people that he most loves. So that same particular weapon can be used if my stepdaughter get upset because somebody said something foul to her at school and go up there and kill up everybody in the school. So, like you were saying, it's the mentality. It's not the weapon, it's the mentality. And that's why I said I agree with you on that, because, you know, until you change the mentality, the problem is going to always exist.
Oh, dear, we've got the threaded heads up again. Do you know Anchor's not 15 minutes tall? It's 12 to 13 minutes.
Oh, it is?
Anyway, I'd like to thank you for our chat. And I thank you for your time, sir.
And I thank you too, sir. And I appreciate everything, and I appreciate your opinion.
That's not a problem.
All right.
Thank you very much.
And you have a nice day. Bye.